Today on Pop Center, movies.
Trailers, really.
Well, not, no, there was a like mobile homes.
Movie these are, trailers.
Oh, yeah, those too.
Yes.
Yes, and Chris Pratt.
And Chris Pratt one time.
And where's Caitlin?
She's gone, she's on a date.
Oh, well, who's that?
But I'm here.
Oh, Phoenix.
How'd you get in here?
Hey.
Someone let her up.
I walked in.
Oh.
It was easy.
Well, classic.
Stick around. We're going to do a radio show.
All right.
All right. It's today on Pop Center.
This is Pop Center.
This is Pop Center. I am Tommy West.
Hey, Maxwell.
Hey.
And this is Phoenix.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's a pro.
We discussed it last week where I'm actually, if we have guests, I'm supposed to introduce them.
Tommy's supposed to introduce people, anyone who's on the show.
Yeah.
It's just plain simple.
Well,
Tommy.
I get that, but I kind of liked the dramatic pause.
The reveal.
Yeah, the reveal.
Plus, she's a seasoned pro now. This is her second time guest hosting.
Go that far.
Well, no. You can go very far. Oh, speaking of which, my microphone just fell off. Caitlin out again today. Caitlin's actually on a date today.
She is.
Whoa. She's on a date.
She won't like that we're talking about this.
Why?
I don't know.
I like the fact that we're talking about it. It's exciting to me.
Apparently, it has not gone so well so far, but
yeah,
we're pulling out a hope. You never know. The second half of a date is always the best part of a date.
Is it though?
I don't know. Never gotten that far.
What's the
theoretically?
Phoenix, what's the best part of a date for a girl?
Oh man,
because here's the thing, Caitlin,
I think it depends.
Well, Caitlin messaged us and said this date is a dud. And I don't think she meant the guy. I think she meant the.
Just the date itself?
The date itself is a dud.
That also includes the guy. I mean, if the date's a dud, the guy's a dud.
Yeah, right, because if it's like a great guy and a great connection, then it's sort of like, whatever, I don't care what's going on.
Right.
I guess. But so she said this date is a dud, she'd rather be at the podcast. And that was not, two things. Number one, that would mean you weren't here, so that, you know, we don't agree with that. But two, what's more interesting is the fact that she already decided in a very quick amount of time that this is not working out with that guy, whoever she's with, this guy.
Right.
Very Caitlin. She decides very quickly whether or not she's going to jump onto something or not.
Well, don't they always say like girls like pretty much know whether or not they're going to be into a guy like within seconds of meeting them?
The lemon law? You're talking about the lemon law?
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Like on 30 Rock, you can end a date
within
the first 5 minutes if you know it's not going to work out. Just say, hey, listen, this isn't going to work. I'm just going to go.
I think it just depends like what you're looking for, though.
Yeah.
You're sort of like, I don't know. What is working out?
I guess.
Like long term.
It's a dating podcast now. We've switched. we've changed gears.
Well, you know what's happening
date
is.
Date center.
No. Well, again, this is Pop Center. And we're going through a change. Like we're going through
don't
changes.
Don't say that. We're not.
We're growing up. I shouldn't say yeah, but within the next week or so, we're approaching the 1 year anniversary of Woo-hoo! Pop Center.
Yay.
As a website. We have a brand new website.
We have
now.
A website.
Well, no, we've always had one.
Oh.
You just learned about it recently.
I did.
The website's actually getting better. We just redid it. So that's all up and new and shiny and fancy.
It looks awesome.
Thank you.
Don't give him credit. He didn't do anything.
Check it out.
You paid the right person. Congratulations. Right.
Phoenix, are you gonna contribute? Are you gonna write for Pop Center now?
Yeah.
That's a year in.
Yeah. I'd love to.
Me too.
So the website's going through changes because right now we've been very when we say pop. We don't mean like we pop culture, but we don't mean like you'll never hear us unless we're bashing her for a moment. You'll never hear us talking about what Kim Kardashian was wearing this weekend or
what was she wearing?
She was wearing a pink top. No, we're not doing it. I'm not going down that road. But we're opening things up more. And so you'll start seeing some new things. And it's like this podcast. This podcast is all about the hang. We'll talk about pop culture, but it's more about just us all hanging out and talking about. Movies, TV, things that interest us.
Food
comes up. Dates.
Divorce was, I think, a couple weeks ago.
Yes, we talked about divorce.
Politics.
Yes.
Darfur.
Hard hitting.
Yeah, real hard hitting stuff. it's been a really, it's funny, as we try to move away from being very, very geek-centric. Well, we just came off of Comic-Con.
The geekiest weekend of the year.
Yes. It's like we gave up immediately the week after.
How are we not there? We should have been there.
Well, we're a New York-centric podcast, and we were actually planning, me and you were discussing it off the air in the very few times that you'll actually talk to me. We're planning stuff for New York Comic-Con. We have some cool stuff planned.
I'm excited for that.
Phoenix, you're invited. Caitlin will probably be absent again.
On a date.
Yeah. Maybe she should go on a date at Comic-Con.
Ooh,
don't they do that? We talked about
that. We did
that.
Last year. We talked about how they have speed dating for nerds.
Speed dating at Comic-Con. Yeah.
That's got to be a thing.
It is. They do it. They did it. I would have.
It's a thing.
I would have done it. I make fun of it, but you know, yeah. I'd
definitely try that.
But I don't think that's Caitlin's crowd.
No, absolutely not. No. She would know what to do.
She would go to like, if film school had speed dating.
Like a cinematographer speed dating.
Yeah, like NYU film student speed dating. She would go to that. She's kind of snooty.
I saw my favorite Comic-Con costume, and it's now going to be my future Halloween costume.
Which is?
It is the final episode of Game of Thrones. Not giving away any spoilers. It's the girl who goes in back of that other said girl and just goes, shame. Shame with the bell, and I'm going to get like he had like a little blow up doll in front of him and just carried it around going shame, shame. I want that. It's perfect. It's genius and it's cheap.
I saw a few different really cool costumes from, I'm not into cosplaying, but I find the whole cosplaying thing kind of cool.
They just call it cosplay.
What did I call it?
Cosplaying.
Well, yeah, they're cosplaying.
It's just cosplay.
He's
hip.
Cosplay. He's with it.
I'm with the cosplayers. No, there was. I saw someone dressed up like the Mr. Toast character from Ren and Stimpy. That was kind of cool.
Yes, that's cool. I like that. I didn't see that one.
Yeah, that was cool. I like the left of center stuff. You know, everyone's dressing up like Chris Pratt from Jurassic Park.
That's the hot one.
Yeah, I know. We already have enough of that, though. How many people can dress up like Chris Pratt on the same week?
I like that we couldn't get 10 minutes without talking about Chris Pratt. This was going to be the one where we didn't talk about it.
No. Always talk about Chris Pratt. Comes up every week and what he's wearing. But a lot of cool stuff came out of Comic-Con. I will say this. Phoenix, did you by any chance see any of the trailers that came out, including the new, there was like the new Batman versus Superman trailer and Suicide Squad. No, I'm not talking Phoenix's language. I can immediately see it in your eyes.
Literally look at you like
She should go to the Comic-Con speed dating because she'd be so out of place.
I would love that.
She'd be perfect. Yeah.
I'd actually love that.
Phoenix and I have actually done video stuff or walked around the Javits Center.
What does that mean?
I was like, no, video stuff.
We never did anything at Comic-Con, did we?
No, we did the auto show.
The auto show.
Yeah.
It's like Comic-Con, but for
cars.
People. Yeah, for cars. Comic-Con for cars.
Sounds great.
It was
fun. Phoenix got to ride in a Jeep.
Oh.
That's cool.
What year? What year are we talking? 14, 13?
I think this was 12.
Good year. 13. Good year for the Jeep.
It didn't matter what you said to him. He just wanted to make a joke.
Good year for a Jeep. Could say whatever.
But no, I will say the Batman versus Superman trailer that came out. From the first trailer they showed originally, like you know, a couple months ago, I was like, I don't know. Now they're just shoehorning. I don't like this. They're trying to do the whole Marvel thing. They're trying to build a universe where it doesn't exist. And they showed that. They showed the Suicide Squad trailer with Margot Robbie.
Let's take it one trailer at a time. Because you liked the Batman versus Superman, and I can't stand it.
Really?
I am loathing this movie coming out.
Really?
I hated Man of Steel. I thought Man of Steel was the worst movie I've seen in a long time in the superhero genre.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was almost unwatchable and nonsensical for a comic book movie, which is nuts.
But I feel like that market is so saturated right now that you're bound to get some real misses.
I don't know. Like I've never been more disappointed when you get Russell Crowe, Zack Snyder, and my favorite Michael Shannon in a superhero movie together. And the trailer looked awesome. It looked cool.
Yeah.
It looked awesome. It still does. You can put it on mute and it'd be fine.
No, I think the trailer itself was far better than the movie itself.
For Man of Steel.
Yeah.
I was so disappointed by that. And I love Zack Snyder. I think Dawn of the Dead, the remake he did, was one of the best remakes of any movie in a long time.
I might be in the minority, but I loved Watchmen.
Yeah, Watchmen was not bad. It was bloated, and it, rightfully so, because the graphic novel is insane. Yeah. So the fact that they even made it into a movie is almost impossible to do. So kudos for him. But ever since Watchmen, Sucker Punch, we won't even talk about. Yeah. That was a misfire. And Man of Steel, I just got let down by it so much.
I mean, I went in with, everyone was raving about it at the time. Like, it was a blockbuster. It was a summer popcorn-y blockbuster. And yeah, I went into it with low expectations or high expectations, I should say. Kind of like how I did with Jurassic Park, which I have to touch on. I know it's been weeks, but I have to at least touch on it at some point in this podcast. It had a lot of holes in it, a lot of things that didn't make sense. And, you know, when look, there is this Marvel versus DC thing happening where at least everyone's trying to make comic book movies. Marvel's making a whole universe.
It's David versus Goliath.
I mean, but like they had an opportunity to do something. They had an opportunity to come out there and be like, all right, you know what? They're already doing their thing. Let's start from zero and make it better than what they're even doing. And they misfired. They really did. And now I will say the trailer looks a lot better for Batman versus Superman. The trailer looks a lot better than what I expected it to be.
And that's Zack Snyder. He knows how to cut a trailer. If someone posted online, which we can post on our cool website, which is brand new.
We have a website we can post it on.
The continuity between the Man of Steel and the new trailer. There was one scene in particular where Zod does the glowy eyes in Man of Steel and like blows out a whole building from the inside. Shot for shot, like motion for motion, it's the same thing that Bruce Wayne is seeing from the outside of the building.
Wait, I thought that was on purpose, though.
It was. I mean, it was, but the continuity, that's impressive that they can get the exact motion of Zod, what he's doing in the Man of Steel, and put it in the trailer from an outside perspective. It's impressive.
I thought you were going in a different direction. I thought you were going like, they're just reusing the same CGI. No. They're being cheap.
No, it was clever the way they did it. They're trying to piece it together, as they should. They have to. They have to create this world building, and they kind of have to do it in a hurry because they're behind.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about this whole, and Phoenix, to catch you up, because you're like our audience. You haven't seen it. It seems like it's set, and Maxwell, correct me if I'm wrong here. It seems to set the setup of Superman had that big epic battle that oddly, like, critics and reviewers were like, this is atrocious. Like, they destroyed Metropolis in that movie.
And they're going to again.
the point was, everyone's like, come on, this is ridiculous. Like, they destroyed it to such a point where it's like, no one likes Superman. And that's what this movie is, kind of. Where Batman and Bruce Wayne is like, damn this man who destroys cities.
Well, they tease that he lost people in the battle. Yeah. Bruce Wayne, the character, lost someone that he cares about in that battle. So he has reason to hate this person, as does the rest of the world.
Which, speaking of Zack Snyder and Watchmen, did you see the glimpse of who it looks like is going to play Thomas Wayne, Bruce Wayne's dad?
No, I did not.
The guy who played the Joker, the comedian from Watchmen.
Oh, Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Is that his name?
Yep.
Got the mustache? Mm-hmm. Mustachey.
I think it's Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
I like that guy. He's a cool guy. Did you see Watchmen, Phoenix?
No, I haven't seen it.
Watchmen's awesome.
But I was actually interested to hear like why you're so excited about it. Like what?
Yeah, Tommy, why are you so excited about it?
The nuts and bolts of why you're so excited about it.
All right, I will say because... You know, the first glimpses of what this was supposed to be when Zack Snyder started throwing out photos and small clips from the movie, it seemed like it was going to be this over the top. Like the first video they took out, I think it was maybe like last year's Comic-Con or something, it was just, you know, Superman flying in the air in the dark and there's thunder and everything. And there's like in the rain, Bruce Wayne looking up with the glowy eyes. It's like, oh, it's a different Bruce Wayne. And it looked like this. It looked like a comic book. It looked over the top and cartoony, and it didn't look like a movie that was polished. This, the whole trailer opens up on like what appears to be like a senator or someone in like some type of political power flipping out about Superman and how, you know, he's an alien overall and he may have tried to do good. But in reality, like he can destroy the entire Earth. And that's a little scary to a lot of people. And it takes this political move and it takes, you know, it's not going cartoony comic book, it's actually going a little bit more real world. You barely see Superman flying in the trailer, the new trailer. And you see Bruce Wayne just kind of dealing with angst and anger and running around. And it looks like it's misplaced, but at the same time, it looks a lot deeper than I expected. It looks a lot closer to like a Watchmen type movie than...
Yeah, I think we're just getting to the point where there's nothing else to do that will advance the superhero genre. We've already villainized the hero. We've done that in The Dark Knight and The Dark Knight Rises. Mm-hmm. It's hard to find new ground, which is why I'm excited for Ant-Man, because I feel like Ant-Man is designed to be different. I feel like it's designed to be the first dark humored Marvel movie. Guardians was a little dark, but not that dark.
Yeah, but Guardians was still, I'll still argue against it. We did it last week, so I won't rehash it, but I don't know because I I feel like Ant-Man is in the same universe as, like, you know, like the Ryan Reynolds, you know, Green Lantern.
Yeah, but like that. I thought you were going to say the other one, which is why I'm super excited for Deadpool, which is the other trailer that there's a leaked one online. Yeah. I don't know if the official one's been released, but that's the first R-rated comic book movie in a while that's coming out.
And that'll be great. That'll be exciting. That'll be different. And that's what we need. We need different.
Exactly. And I feel like when I saw Batman vs. Superman, the trailer, I didn't see anything different.
No. Suicide Squad, though, that to catch Phoenix up to speed, Suicide Squad is essentially all the bad guys, or not all of them, but a lot of the bad guys from the DC universe. Mm-hmm. But they're essentially playing heroes for a short period of time. They're the anti-heroes. So, you know, they're...
I love... A good anti-hero.
Yeah, and I think, and I will applaud Warner Brothers and DC for them for doing that type of thing. It's just kind of cool. It's different. And everyone was kind of like Suicide Squad. No one really knows what to understand. The only character that a lot of people know are either the Joker or Harley Quinn. And Margot Robbie looks amazing as Harley Quinn.
She's perfectly cast as Harley Quinn. That's the best casting call I've seen in a long time.
There's this one clip in the trailer where she's in like a jail cell or something and kind of gives this cockeyed look to the camera with that very Joker-esque like move of the lip that is just perfect. It's like, wow, you like it shows a little bit of insanity in the character, and that's awesome.
Now, I don't know the story where Suicide Squad picks up in the comic books, but do they know each other? Do the Joker and Harley Quinn know who they are?
Like, I don't know.
I don't think they've met each other yet.
And you know what's interesting is, to that point, like, I don't know it, you don't know it, I'll just assume Phoenix doesn't know it. But
okay.
we don't really know that, but it was the same thing kind of with Guardians. Like, Guardians of the Galaxy, I walked in cold. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know, who is this talking raccoon? I don't know, but it was refreshing, and there's a deepness to it. There's a whole backstory. Same thing with Watchmen. So I think it's the reason I liked Watchmen so much. When you have these other characters like Batman and Superman, their stories have been told a million times over. Enough already. Mm-hmm. We've had it. We've heard it. We're just hearing different versions of the same story.
Yeah, which is why I'm looking forward to Deadpool. Deadpool is a story I don't really know about. I don't know that character. I know he's foul-mouthed. I know the movie's going to be rated R.
Yeah.
Which both things I love.
Yeah. So, a few exciting things.
Yeah.
But the Suicide Squad trailer was really cool. Between the two of them, you know, Suicide Squad, what it gave us was our first glimpse as to what this really is. Because there's been so many pictures of Margot Robbie dressed up as Harley Quinn and Jared Leto as the Joker. It's like, all right, but I don't really understand what it is.
And people pounced on the first image of the Jared. Joker. Like, internet went nuts in a bad way for it.
Yeah. And then this is the first time you're actually seeing a little bit of glimpse of like, oh, okay, that's what they're doing with the character.
Yeah.
And then with the Batman versus Superman thing, I think I was like going right towards, this is going to be terrible. Like, I was going in the direction of Ghostbusters reboot. This is going to be terrible.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, maybe it's not so bad. I don't think it'll be a great movie. I don't think it'll be as good as The Dark Knight or Guardians or something like that. But I think it'll be a little bit better than what I expected.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping so. I mean, I'm going to see it regardless, obviously, because it's going to look cool like Man of Steel did, but I don't know. I'm not as excited for that one as I am for Deadpool or certain other movies.
Phoenix, any trailers this week you've seen?
I actually wanted to ask you a question. How long do you think this latest sort of obsession with superhero films is going to last?
Forever.
We talked about this. You know, I think the thing is, like,
but there's like such a concentrated push of it right now. Of course it's going to be forever and we'll see sort of different reincarnations of it.
Yeah.
But right now it seems so concentrated.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like, I don't know, like with you guys were watching The Italian Job last week. Yeah. And I feel like that there was such a kind of push in the early mid 2000s for heist movies.
Yeah.
And now we're sort of like going through this superhero
phase.
Yeah.
I think the main problem is that the heist movies like Italian Job made decent amount of money, like in the 100 million, like, which is impressive for that. These superhero movies, even if they bomb, make minimum 350, which is nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is why they're remaking Spider-Man for the third time in 20 years.
And I'm just done with it. Like, it's just, now it's a sausage factory. Like, that's what it feels like. It feels like
they're like, just manufacturing them.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too. Like, that's why I kind of, as much as I'm not a huge fan of Marvel and those characters, like, I can never get into, like, Spider-Man, really. Like, I connected a lot more to Batman because it's a little bit more realistic. But, Yeah, they just keep rebooting it. But I'll give Marvel credit where they're like, all right, we started on this track back with like Iron Man. And like, when did Iron Man come out? Like the first one.
Long time ago.
Yeah. It was like the early 2000s. And it was like, okay, this is, we're going on the right direction. And they've continued that path and branched off. Whereas Warner Brothers and DC and all them, they can't figure it out. And they keep rebooting things and stuff. And then the whole thing with Spider-Man is that it was owned by Sony. And now, yeah. Like,
well, I think it's an interesting genre to riff on and to kind of take off of because yeah. It's serial in nature. Yeah. And it just, I mean, it keeps giving anyway, the comic book form.
And it's so almost to make pre-written.
Movies, right. So to yeah. make movies based on that is a gift that definitely keeps on giving yeah. for the movie studios.
Yeah.
It's just like, at what point does the audience say,
enough?
I've had enough of this. Like, I need something different, like totally different.
And they sort did with Avengers Age of Ultron. It did not make as much money yeah. as everyone thought it would because there are too many characters.
Right.
It was almost the same as the first Avengers. Mm-hmm. And they tried the same formula. And they realized that audiences, although in the masses, are not bright enough to like speak up and say they want something different. But they noticed that, you know, if it doesn't make the range that it should have in the first yeah. one, that they need a little bit of a change.
Well, that's what I'm also thinking is going to happen with Ant-Man, where there's this big build and I think it's going to,
you think it's going to be the same.
I think it's going to win the weekend. Don't get me wrong. I don't think Amy Schumer can do better than Paul Rudd as a superhero, but at the same time, yeah, I don't think it's going to do as well. And it's going to be like, okay, We are breakable. Like, I this mean, isn't.
It's tracked to make about 60. I still think it's going to make 73, which is yeah. my prediction from the last.
I thought it was 74.
Show. Whatever it was. 73 to 74.
You're knocking yourself down.
It's in that range. I'm just saying, I think yeah. it's going to outperform what people think it's going to.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. To answer your question, I think that once Ant-Man comes out, there might be a possibility of it finally just kind of falling apart a little bit, finally showing that it's not perfect. That makes sense.
It does.
Yeah.
But I agree. There's fatigue. I'm getting a little over it. I'm
tired right now,
which is why I'm excited when the other trailer that came out just a couple hours ago was the new David O. Russell movie, Joy, with Jennifer Lawrence, his usual suspects, Robert De Niro, Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Lawrence. Oh. Those three have been in the same David O. Russell movie for the past three movies.
Yeah.
And this follows, I think Joy Williams is her full name, the lady who invented the mop, the Wonder Mop.
What is this about?
It's a mop. It's a story of a woman's life who invents a mop.
Okay.
And she's like one of the first QVC girls who like sells this like professionally and makes millions.
Right.
But obviously her life is complicated. She's a woman in a time when women didn't have high profile jobs.
Is the tagline to the movie that like she needs to like clean up her life or something?
Probably.
Like that?
Yeah. I assume it's something along the lines of that.
I knew it.
But you know, put a little David O. Russell twist on it. It's fantastic. It looks great.
Yeah.
It looks awesome.
That's awesome.
Put in a Rolling Stones song, even better.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there's always he always kind of shoehorns one of those in there.
Well, that was like a nice refreshing trailer to get in the midst of all the comic book nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a big comic book week. I'll be honest, I'm not even fully caught up. I mean, I know like a Fantastic Four trailer came out yesterday. Oof, and
rough.
And I think it's funny because remember in the beginning of the summer, I think we mentioned it on the podcast at the MTV Movie Awards. They were like promoting them.
Yeah, like the first promotion of it.
You saw in their eyes and they were just like, we're just kind of paid to be here. Like, we don't actually think you're going to go see this movie.
That one looks horribly miscast.
Yeah.
I don't buy any character in there as
I don't
who
care
they should
about
be.
It. It's the story from Arrested Development. They literally made the movie just so they wouldn't lose the rights. Yeah. That was the story of the movie. Uh-huh. They just made it so they wouldn't lose the rights.
And you'll notice that storyline has sort of been tried to be buried over the past year, but it's still around that, you know, they just had to make this. Yeah. They made it.
So they just kind of shoehorned
And I love each actor they got individually. I love them. Mm-hmm. Love Jamie Bell. Love Miles Teller. Michael B. Jordan. Mm-hmm. Love Kate Mara.
Kate Mara.
I've always loved all of them. Mm-hmm. I don't see them in this movie.
Yeah.
I think it's horribly miscast. Toby Kebbell as Dr. Doom is the one thing I'll buy. I like that. That's good casting.
Yeah. I don't know. I've even talking about it, like there's so many superhero movies.
It's a lot. Phoenix makes a point. It's saturated. Yeah. There will come a time when it will end, but not before we get Avengers 8, where they mash up everything
together. Is that your threshold?
That's my threshold. Once we hit the eighth one, I will not see the ninth.
Eight is done.
Eighth's the last one I will see.
Eight is enough.
When I'm like 3 years from now, after the eighth one comes out.
when I'm 3 years from now.
Exactly. Yeah. When it's 3 years and the eighth Avengers comes out, then I'll stop. That'll be the end. I mean, even the next Avengers is going to be broken up into two movies. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. By the way, so you said, what was the name of the movie with Jennifer Lawrence?
Joy.
So yeah. It's up on thisispopcenter.com.
Great website.
Recently revamped.
Yeah. The recently renovated under new management. Amanda actually posted this. One of our other fantastical writers. She posted the trailer to it. But I haven't seen the movie yet, and the photo on the beginning of it is Jennifer
with
Lawrence
with a shotgun. Right?
With a shotgun. Yeah. What? I don't understand. Now
watch,
I'm really confused.
If you watch the trailer, it makes slightly more sense. Yeah. She is complicated.
But Amanda's saying that it's already getting Oscar buzz.
Well, just, yeah, it's David O. Russell. It's coming out in the fall. That's Jennifer Lawrence.
Hello?
Oscar bait.
Come on.
His last two movies got like 10 nominations each.
I know, but like off a trailer?
Yeah, that's how it always works. Even before movies get made, they say it's got Oscar buzz.
By the way, I mentioned before, as I'm looking at the site myself now, I was talking about that weird kind of creepy look that Harley Quinn does.
Yeah, there it is.
That's also up on thisispopcenter.com as the image for the Suicide Squad trailer. But I love the new website. I can't talk about it enough. And you know what else I love? This is Phoenix's second time guest hosting with us. It's her first time in our normal studio that doesn't sound like crap.
Yeah, it sounds great in here.
We sound
great.
Love to be here. Sounds great.
Having a great time. I like the old studio, the one that we sound like crap.
You like that?
Yeah.
It sounded like we were like in a tin can.
Yeah.
Well, what is it? It's like through misery, you're like bonded together.
Something like that.
That's not a saying, but I'm taking it from one.
Yeah. What else is going on in pop cultures?
That's it. That's like the main.
Oh, that's it?
I mean, that's the main deal is what's going on.
Oh,
we discussed almost every single Comic-Con trailer and the refreshing David O. Russell trailer, which I am the best fan of.
Oh, cool.
Myself.
All right. So we'll see you next week, guys.
No. To me, that was the highlight.
Yeah.
So,
what Phoenix, what do you got? Anything?
Well, what's premiering this weekend?
Oh, yeah. So we have Ant-Man.
Yes.
Versus Trainwreck,
right.
Which is another awesome article. This is basically just becoming a promotion for everything you can already just read on thisispopcenter.com. So Lizette, our senior editor, Lizette, I got it right. I got it
wrong
last
time. Yeah, no, you got it right this time.
Senior editor Lizette actually posted an article of the box office battle Ant-Man versus Trainwreck, which... All right. So
wait, she has predictions on the site?
She has predictions.
Well, that's my job to make the predictions.
And I can actually give you this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you the current voting results. 86% voting in that Ant-Man will be number
one. One thing to say.
Ant-Man will be number one at the box office. This is even funnier. 4.4% vote for Trainwreck.
Okay.
But
there's no numbers. This is just who's going to gross higher.
And then this is who will be number one at the box office. And then 9% for other.
What's other?
I don't know.
Never heard of that one.
Wait, there is something else coming to the box office this week, isn't there?
There might be.
Probably.
In limited release is the Woody Allen movie, Irrational Man, with Joaquin Phoenix.
Is
and
that it?
Emma Stone.
That's going to gross more than
Trainwreck. That's going to open. That's opening to like three theaters. That's not going to gross anything.
Yet.
It will sell out every theater that it's in, but it's only going to be in three. The classic Woody Allen three movie theater release.
Yeah.
So classic.
Yes. I don't know what else is coming out. I mean, I can check it out, but
no, I think that was it. That's the big.
Did you guys already talk about Trainwreck?
No, we didn't really talk about it.
I've been getting stunning reviews, which is shocking to me.
It has, but you know what, though? I think it's because it's been a long time since we had a nice Judd Apatow movie in theaters. That's number one.
Okay.
You know, and people are really into the Amy Schumers.
These days they are. Her show picks up steam. I've watched
definitely.
It. It's funny.
It's
she was on The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
So that was
she was
cool.
on The Bachelorette?
Oh, yeah.
As a contestant?
No.
Oh, I was like, damn.
That would have been funny.
Yeah, that would have been great.
That's like great stunt casting. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, no, she's really, I said it last week, she's really hot right now, as in like her career is hot right now.
You don't think
what,
she's hot?
She's not hot?
No, I've
Tommy just dragged himself in front of a fire.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to go ahead and I throw back Thursday my photo with her.
Wow.
I like to do that. I like to take photos of
you like
celebrities.
Throwback Thursday.
I like to throwback Thursday every once in a while. I think I bothered Maxwell last time when I said we were talking about Jurassic World and you brought up Jake Jake Johnson. Jake Johnson. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you are not helping my mom's case against you that you don't know names.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and throw back Thursday Jake my photo. We're hanging out with him. Jake Johansson. He's the brother of the...
Right, Jonathan Taylor Thomas from Home Improvement. Of course.
Another trailer that came out this week that wasn't comic book related, by the way, was Sisters with Tina Fey and... Yeah, can we talk about this for a moment? Did you, by any chance, see this, Phoenix?
I did not get to see that one, no. Wow. Wait, Tina Fey and who else?
Amy Poehler.
Oh,
so the, you know,
I've read about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the female version of, you know, Chris Farley and David Spade.
And it looks like it was shot identical to the way Neighbors was shot, the Seth Rogen, Zac Efron movie.
Yeah.
It's a frat boy movie with girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's actually a line in the trailer, and I quote, I want to let my freak flag fly. So
fry. It's a cooking movie.
Sorry, I couldn't memorize the terrible line from the movie.
It's a cooking movie.
It's a cooking movie.
I'm down for that. That would be cool.
Well, the guy from Neighbors is in it too, by the way.
He is. Ike Barinholtz.
Is that his name?
Ike Barinholtz. He's hilarious.
He is hilarious, but he plays like
he's the straight
man. So set up guy like, hey, she's really into him and then she doesn't know how to show it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's not, I actually lost a lot of,
most people know him now from New Girl, not New Girl, Mindy Project. He's been on that for the past season.
Knew him.
Ike Barinholtz. Current.
It's off Fox. It's going to Hulu. So new because no one's going to watch it on Hulu.
Did it get moved? That's too bad.
Yeah. It got canceled and then, saved. Yeah.
Okay.
Throwing it back to the website, Lizette, our senior editor. I don't know if you heard of her.
Lizette. Yeah.
Lizette, huge fan of the Mindy Project.
Really?
Yeah. There are a lot of articles up on thisispopcenter.com about the Mindy Project.
I need to have a talk.
Gotta curb that back Lizette. A little bit.
You have to rein her in, man.
What specifically about the Mindy Project?
Just how great it is.
How great it is. Have you seen that show? It really speaks to my generation. Which, by the way,
direct quote from the site.
They were filming an episode of Girls at my train station, my subway station for the layman outside of New Yorkers this morning as I was getting on my subway.
Was there a lot of angst in the scene?
There was. There was a lot of hipsters, a lot of hipsters hanging around the train station. But I just found it interesting. It's an active train station. And they're literally changing the signs around the train station to show that it's actually the East Broadway stop now.
Instead of where?
Instead
where
of
you?
Where I was in Church Avenue. So they're putting up the black same MTA signs over the existing signs. So people are going to be like freaked out, but like, well, how did I get here?
That's
like, this
great.
Isn't.
Yeah.
So I found that really interesting that they're actually like actively in the middle of the day, 9 o'clock in the morning, like rush hour, like doing this.
Classic.
So there was one other trailer I watched this week, by the way. That I was blown away by because it's basically the movie.
What do you got?
Have you seen, and I learned a lot from watching this trailer. Have you seen the trailer for The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
No, I did not watch the new one yet.
So let me explain this. The movie comes out next month and I'm very excited about it. Who directed it? Is Guy Ritchie?
Yep. Guy Ritchie, Armie Hammer and Superman is in it as well.
Are you a fan of the Guy Ritchies, Phoenix?
Snatch, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, Sherlock Holmes.
Aren't you IMDb him?
I mean, I wouldn't, I don't know that I'd say like fan as so much as neutral observer.
Nice. Very political response.
That's an honest response.
He is a director. He makes movies.
Here's my thing.
That's your response.
He's a stylish director.
Yeah, exactly.
As in,
that's
when
me.
You watch his stuff, there's a specific style.
You know
Tim. And watching the trailer, I'm like, this looks like someone. I almost had like that moment of like,
You didn't know originally it was Guy Ritchie?
I went in cold because it snuck up on me. If you watch the Batman vs. Superman trailer, it on YouTube, it's also on the Warner Brothers page. So it like goes right from that right into the next trailer.
See, that's how you watched it.
So, and it's also 5 minutes long.
Wow.
It's the whole movie.
That sucks.
It literally is like scene by scene, the most of the movie.
But that's the problem with movies that have no pre-history. Like if an audience doesn't know what the movie is.
It was a TV series.
They're not making this movie for those people to go see the movie. They want the 14 to 25 people to go see it.
Wait, so let me get this straight. Based on your argument, Joy from Jennifer Lawrence, Oscar buzz off the trailer.
Yeah.
This one, it's like it was a TV series in the 60s. Never heard of it. 5 minute trailer.
Because no one cares about Armie Hammer. You see Jennifer Lawrence and you see David O. Russell. You don't care what it is. It could be her staring at a rock for 3 hours. Oscar contender for The Rock.
I also don't understand why Armie Hammer gets such a bad rap. he has not been in anything worthy. He was
Tonto? That's why he does get a bad rap. The Lone Ranger, because he hasn't been anything worthy.
Yeah, I think you just explained.
That's why he gets the bad rap, which is why they need a 5-minute trailer for The Man from U.N.C.L.E. to explain what it is.
Well, he also plays like a Russian in this. It's just him with a Russian accent the whole time. And they gave Henry Cavill. Is it Cavill or Cavill?
Cavill.
Cavill. They gave Henry Cavill. They gave Superman. Superman the English, like American Bond guy.
Right.
And then Armie Hammer's like, I have cut rope.
That was good. I like that.
That was a great impression.
Spot on.
I didn't even say any words.
I mean, it's supposed to be a comedy, right? They're trying to treat it as like an action comedy.
It's like a, you know what's funny is we just had this conversation a couple weeks ago when Spy came out, which was, I was like, all right, enough of the spy genre comedies. I'm done with them. Mm. There's no, you can't parody something that's not available. You can't make a parody of a movie that doesn't exist anymore. There are no spy movies. I was watching this and I'm like, oh, this is a kick-ass spy movie. It's set in the 60s. It has some cool music, some cool looks to it. I like the visuals. There's a little bit of humor there.
Yeah.
But it's not a parody. It's not a comedy. It's a comedy. It's a action movie with like a little bit of hint of comedy in it injected, which I'm really excited about.
I'm in the Armie Hammer fan camp. I like Armie Hammer. I do.
Armie Hammer
fan camp.
Arm and Hammer.
Arm and Hammer fan camp.
I love Armie
Hammer fan camp.
Hey, she's got it. Perfect.
I said it.
That makes sense.
Right.
And I love Guy Ritchie. I will go see that movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm not going to watch the 5-minute trailer.
Why not?
So I can be surprised. You said it gave away the whole movie. I don't know.
It did a little bit. You know what it reminded me of? It's funny because...
You don't think Batman vs. Superman gave away the whole movie? Here's what's going to happen. Let me lay it down for you. Batman's going to hate Superman. Batman's going to get together with Superman, not in a sexual way. Batman vs. Superman is going to become Batman with Superman, what? And they're going to fight like the Riddler or somebody.
Or are they going to form some type of league or something?
Of justice? Blasphemy. They would never do such a thing.
No, you know what? Let me give this argument, though. I'm very excited for this movie.
Ugh.
I am. No, I'm excited from watching it. I would have never known about it. Yeah.
Okay.
I said Batman versus Superman.
No.
I take back my ugh.
I'm going to sit in the theater with my arms crossed when I see Batman versus Superman and be like, I'm going to watch it, but I'm not going to like it.
What is it? Purchasing power? You're like giving them power just by buying the time.
We've been over this.
Tommy doesn't pay for movies. Tommy goes to screenings.
I'm actually going to a screening this week. I was going to talk about next week, but speaking of screenings, just to prove the point, guess what screening I'm going to?
I don't want to guess.
No. Because just Minions. To prove the point of I don't have to necessarily like the movie I'm going to see. What movie am I going to see that's coming out? I'll give you a clue. Adam Sandler.
No.
I'm excited for Pixels.
What?
I think Pixels is going to be great.
Come on. You can't be excited for Pixels.
They ripped it directly from Futurama, and they turned it into a movie.
No, first off, they didn't rip it from Futurama. They ripped it from a short film that was made a couple years ago.
Futurama did it like 20 years ago. When Futurama first came out, they did this. It was part of an episode.
Okay, fine. But it was also a short film.
Who directed it?
I don't watch. Do you directors from short films?
I just wanted to see.
First
if
off,
knew it.
No, it's because you're the one who's like the IMDb.
Was it Werner Herzog?
Yeah, Werner Herzog. The rope.
I want to go to that. Can
you
I come?
So angry.
I know.
I want to come to the screening.
You can. Yeah, I guess you can come to the screening.
Sweet.
He won't
let me come.
I'll meet you there.
You and I have a bad track record when it comes to going to see movies together. It's not a good
time. If you don't,
just
don't
dish
go.
Me out of the
just don't go.
Freaking blue.
No. You realize I'm going to see a movie that stars Adam Sandler. The guy from
Josh Gad.
Oh, he's in it?
Yeah.
King of Queens.
Kevin
James.
James.
Oh man.
That right there. Like that's like a
that's
like
the trio. That's all you need.
There's like giant like flashing lights in my head going stop.
And one of my favorite girls is in it. Michelle Monaghan.
She's in it?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's the girl.
The girl.
Yeah.
Because they can only afford
she's the only
one.
Girl I saw in the trailer. So
no, hang on. I'm not even gonna look this up. But I'm gonna predict it.
Oh God!
Adam Sandler is like Steve Martin, who creepily makes movies, but then like hires attractive women to be his love interest. Where it's like that wouldn't really happen. Adam Sandler does that in every one of his movies.
Yes. But don't associate him with Steve Martin. That's cruel.
Steve, no.
Shouldn't do that.
Wait. Are you thinking I'm complimenting Steve Martin?
No, they shouldn't be in the same sentence. That's just a
who? I don't understand who you're underlining.
I love Steve Martin. I don't love Adam Sandler.
Why do you love Steve Martin?
Why?
I don't. How do you love either?
I don't love either.
You don't love Steve Martin.
Wait. I feel like I have to clear something up now. I don't like
Tommy
Adam Sandler.
Tommy loves Adam Sandler. He does.
I don't hate Adam Sandler.
He loves Adam Sandler.
And you also hate Steve Martin.
Oh, God.
I don't like Steve Martin. I hate Adam Sandler. I don't like Steve Martin.
Okay.
Although I did buy Maxwell. Today was Prime Day on Amazon. They had some great deals, including a 4-box set of Adam Sandler movies.
You bought that for me?
Yep.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
It's not my birthday, but thank
Surprise.
You.
Surprise.
Every day is your birthday when you get an Adam Sandler box set.
That's very true. What hits are on there? All of them?
Mr. Deeds.
Great. Good
Big
movie.
Big Daddy.
Great movie.
Some two others.
Great.
Eight Crazy Nights,
the animated Hanukkah feature.
I can at least tell you that Billy Madison isn't on there.
That's his best one.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks, Tommy. Real thoughtful.
Wow, yeah.
You're really making me go into the screening with you all the better. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
I feel like we've been hogging all the podcast. Phoenix, what's up?
Why? I'm just observing.
No, you're not observing. You're co-hosting. You're third mic or second mic, technically, on the mixer.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, we haven't talked about Trainwreck, really.
All right.
Which I liked. I liked the trailer when I first saw the trailer.
Take us through it. What's it about?
It's about a train wreck. Figurative.
I think you're confusing it with a Denzel Washington movie.
Wait, no, I was thinking, was it the J.J. Abrams movie?
Super 8?
Yeah, no, it's not.
Oh, it's a different type of train wreck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Metaphorical train wreck.
Super 8, yeah, it's a different movie.
Okay.
Right. Amy, I mean, like, I digging Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
When I first saw it, I thought it was a parody thing. I was like, oh, this is not a real film.
Yeah.
And then it kind of grew on me. I kept like looking, I found myself going back and like looking for more content to watch about it. So yeah, I'm excited to see it.
Yeah. It's like I said before, it's a Judd Apatow movie. We haven't had one of those in a while.
Nope.
We haven't had one of those that's likable in a while.
Nope.
What was the last one? It was the one.
I think This Is 40 was his
This
last
Is 40
one.
Was the last one. Was that really? How many years ago? It feels like forever ago now.
4 or 3, I think.
He doesn't make many.
No, he doesn't. He produces a lot. He just doesn't direct a lot.
I guess the question now is this one of the movies that's going to be like 2 hours long? Like, how long is this train wreck?
Mm. It's guaranteed to be 2+. But they said this is the best usage
of
time.
Are you serious?
I feel like I'm going to enjoy all of it.
They said they've been saying this is the best usage of time that he's had in a movie forever. Well, which is impressive to me because he makes long movies. He does.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you, this is the most outside of his realm that we've had in a while because he did This Is 40, which was really a lot of like his own like stuff from his life. Before that was Knocked Up, which was like, you know, he had Knocked Up.
Well, Amy Schumer wrote a lot of this one.
Yeah.
So he didn't write this.
I think he wrote it with her.
Oh, okay.
I feel like that's
the story was he found her while listening when she was on Howard Stern. He was driving. He listened to her talk about her life, not just her stand up, just her life in general. And that's when he realized he wanted to work with her. And that's when they got together, kicked some stuff around. And now we have Trainwreck.
And Howard Stern's doing some good around the Hollywoods.
Yes. Yeah. Making moves.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Speaking of making moves, I think it's time that we get to my Netflix movie club. Oh, my ultra mega cool Netflix.
Wait, let me hit the
theme song.
The jingle. Oh, no. Oh, I realize we don't have a jingle. Sorry.
Netflix movie club.
Oh, yeah.
Maxwell's great.
Was that were there notes?
That was it. That was my.
Is that a song?
That was my song. It's my theme song for the Netflix movie club.
Wow, okay.
It's so sad.
Have you seen Italian Job?
Yes, I saw it originally, like in the theater.
Okay, so that counts.
Then I watched the sort of like first 25 minutes. I started watching it and I instantly was taken back to that moment of like betrayal in the first like 25 minutes.
Oh yeah.
It was like such an emotional, like visceral reaction.
Yeah, it was like a Pixar open. It's real sad.
It's been like, it's been so many. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. An up sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's been so many years though.
I mean, I think I can safely say
I remember that.
I've made up for my last week's pick.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago for the cobbler. I apologize for
cobbler
that.
Cobbler was a terrible
pick. That was not a good pick. But Italian Job stands the test of
solid.
Time.
Solid. Yeah. Yeah.
Classic movie.
I mean, my favorite part about it is Mini Coopers.
That was the height of Mini Coopers.
No, it was the beginning of Mini Coopers. They launched Mini Coopers off that movie.
Oh, you're so right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they were like, oh, like there were no Mini Coopers in America. And then they made the movie and that was like a launching pad to bringing them over to the United States.
Yeah. Everyone was like, I've got to have it.
Yeah. I love Ed Norton's car. I want that. I want to drive that.
He's the one person who didn't have the Mini Cooper. He's the one character who didn't have one.
I didn't watch the movie.
I did enjoy. I'm sure you didn't. My favorite thing about it, though, is there's one character in it who's like a B-level character. Like, I don't remember his name. He's not a famous actor. They hire him halfway through to do a job, to take weight off the Mini Coopers. I thought every time, and I still do every time, that he's going to be like a bad guy. Like, mm-hmm. he's going to turn on Mark Wahlberg and the gang. And he doesn't. He's like the perfect side guy. He's great. He's there when you need him.
Ode to the side guy.
Tommy has no idea what I'm talking about.
I do. I know what you're talking about.
It's the guy. Tommy, explain what happens in the movie.
You know, it's like Ed Norton on the Mini Cooper.
Tommy, explain to me in detail what happens in the movie.
They're like testing everything out, and then they press a button and it blows the doors off.
Right.
And then he's like, oh, you're supposed to blow the bloody doors off. Yeah, that was fun.
Keep going. You're doing great.
That was
this is just like a Wikipedia page. And then, this is great.
There was a lot of callback back to the you know, the 60s, which I really didn't understand. Uh-huh. And that was it.
What did you think of Kevin Spacey's character, though?
Kevin Spacey wasn't in it.
Oh.
See, he tried to get me.
I did. What about Kiefer Sutherland?
I loved him.
He's good, right?
Yeah.
Great. I'm glad Tommy's paying attention to the Netflix movie club. That makes me very happy.
Hey, is Kiefer the older one or the younger one?
You know which one he is.
Oh.
He's the guy.
He's the one?
He's the one. All right. Oh. So now that Tommy's paid attention, I have another pick.
Yeah.
Next movie's
coming out. I can't wait.
You can.
Tell me right now.
Right now?
Right now.
All right.
Go.
Only because this was recently like a 6-page story in Entertainment Weekly
You know Sean Fanning was in an Italian Job?
That's what you're filling your phone for? You waited that long?
I just remembered.
For fun fact?
I just remembered it.
Uh-huh. Well, all right. Next pick, which you have to watch. I'm going to make you watch it. We're going to watch it together. It's going to be a date.
We've never done that.
We're going to do it.
It sounds romantic.
It is. It's going to be a very romantic time. Mm-hmm. We're going to watch one of the most underrated M. Night Shyamalan's movies, Unbreakable. Bruce Willis.
Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
Wow.
Bruce Willis, Samuel Jackson, mm-hmm. not Haley Joel Osment. Mm-hmm. He's in like every other one, but not this one. Unbreakable. That's my pick.
Right. Mercury Rising. Awesome.
No.
Oh, wait.
Adam Sandler.
I wasn't paying attention. I just heard you say Bruce Willis.
Unbreakable.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, mercury, you can't break the thermometers with mercury in
there's
it
no thermometer.
You definitely can break those.
All right, fine. You want to change it to Mercury Rising?
No.
Do you want to change it to?
That was a terrible movie. You don't do that. Alec Baldwin and Bruce Willis, they don't really mesh well.
We can watch that one.
No, I don't know. Please, no. I was kidding.
Fine.
I'm sorry.
Unbreakable is the Netflix movie club of the week. Pick.
Okay.
Pick.
Back when he actually did like a good movie?
Yes. It was mostly almost downhill from there.
Oh.
Between that, Sixth Sense, and Signs. Although I like The Village.
Seinfeld,
yes. The Mel Gibson, Jerry Seinfeld hybrid. He called it.
Why did no one parody that?
They should have. If Funny or Die existed back then, that would have happened.
We can do it.
We can do it.
We have
thisispopcenter.com.
Yeah.
Thisispop.center? Is that a real thing?
No, this is Pop Center.
Okay.
I was because I told Maxwell earlier, we also, and you can try it, go home, kids. We own This Is Pop.
Are there children on here?
We're a very young demo.
Yeah.
Very young.
We also own This Is Pop dot center. No .com.
Why? How much are you paying for that?
That's a lot of money.
Let it go.
We pay by the letter.
What is it? This Is
Pop dot center. So it's like This Is Pop Center with a dot between the right before
right,
the word
I got
center.
You, I got
I'm
you.
So disappointed
yeah.
in you.
Yeah. But why?
Because you're wasting money.
What about This Is Pop Center dot NY? Do you own that one?
No, we don't own that one. Don't say that. Now someone will register it and there'll be our competition.
Bloomberg.
What else? Anything else? That's it?
That's it. I got it. I'm ready. I want to watch this now.
Okay. Yeah. I'm at Gotham Tommy on Twitter. What's your...
Come on, you got to say it.
What?
You have to learn to say other people's things.
How do I do that? How do I do that organically? Announce you.
What's your Twitter handle?
at Gotham.
Okay, ready? Here we go.
Okay.
All right, you guys, you can follow me at Alt Maxwell. Tommy's at Gotham Tommy. Phoenix, what's your Twitter?
Oh, right. No, I'm on Instagram. We discussed this last time.
My name is Maxwell. You can reach me at Alt Maxwell. Tommy's on Twitter at Gotham Tommy. Phoenix is not on Twitter, but you can find her on Instagram at whatever her
Phoenix
name is.
Phoenix Catherine.
See, yeah. It's as easy as that.
I she just still said it herself.
Well, if I'd known what it was, I would have said it.
Oh.
He now knows.
Do I do it again?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Okay. All right. Is that it?
Oh, you're so bad at the goodbyes.
I am.
We're going to work on this.
All right, I'll see you next week. Bye.